is Ocean's 11, and is it almost over? It looks like World War III will be starting in Seattle. iZombie, stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey guys, happy Thursday. It is Thursday, and it's not Throwback Thursday, but it is iZombie Day. I am not Ali Nassa, but I am Nakia Monet, holding it down with the one and only...
Sean Tierra here. The chat's going crazy, so really? I'm like...
Oh, yes! As Sean Tierra mentioned, she has the chat open, guys, so make sure you guys chime in, say what you're going to say, because remember, this is like the... Not Christmas Eve, but like series finale Eve.
Yeah.
So I know you guys are going wild. Make sure you guys hit up Sean Tierra because she will give you guys a shout out. Ali and Drew are not here, so we're going to hold it down for the girls. And next week, hopefully, we all can come back together.
For the season finale. Series finale.
Yeah, yeah. For the series finale. Later on the show, we do have our special segment. We have our zombie story.
Yes.
And we will have some news and gossip. Mm-hmm. Overall thoughts on this episode. The series finale Eve.
Well, me and you were kind of talking about it during the show. I felt like this was a really good episode. I feel like they kind of dragged things out, but in a good way, towards to the end. And then so much happened, make me feel like, okay, I'm like on the edge of my seat now. But this was a good episode.
It really was a good episode.
I wasn't really sure how it was going to play out. I feel like everything I thought was going to happen didn't happen. Like, I thought Blaine was going to kill... Well, I guess I didn't think Blaine was going to kill Pink. I just thought that maybe, like, it would just go a little different. Yeah. I just thought that he may have, like, hit her. I thought he was going to maybe punch, like, knock her out with a gun or
something. That's what I thought.
And then, I thought they were going to get into the vault. Didn't know that they used, is it Saxon?
Saxon,
to get in. So it was a good episode. I liked it.
Yeah, it was a really good episode. You guys in the chat, let us know what you guys think about this episode and all your feels. I know there's a lot of feels. I know there's a lot of conversation because there is a lot going on. This episode was really good.
It was
a lot. I'm on the edge of my seat now because next week is the series finale, which means they have to literally fit everything into one episode next week. And I know all of our minds are all over the place. Like, what's going to happen? So let's get into the episode.
Yeah.
Because this was a really good episode. We start with the episode. Something I love. Liv is back narrating. Maybe I haven't heard it, but I feel like I haven't heard it in a while. So I was happy hearing her narrate something I feel like I haven't heard in a few seasons. I thought that was pretty cool. As Sean Taylor and I were talking, there's like three big major things that happened throughout this episode.
Yeah.
But I just want to kind of point out like the little things that happened. So I'm going to just do like a check mark. So don't worry, guys. We are going to talk about the three big things that happened, but I do want to do a check where we don't really have to talk that much about. So Liv is back narrating. Liv and Major finally share a kiss.
Oh my goodness. But we called it.
Yes, we did. I love it. Yes. And I know you guys in the chat called it too. Bozzio is back with Belly. Baby is on the way.
And who predicted that they were going to drag that out to the finale?
I think it was you. I said she's going to pop up at the end of the finale and probably give birth, and then we kind of see that. Mm-hmm. Dolly Durkin.
She's back.
Missy is back.
Crazy
as ever with the Dead Enders. And we can kind of, now that I did the little check run, we can kind of go into that because we opened with the episode of her working with General Mills.
Yeah, apparently he snuggled some guns into Seattle.
The nerve of General Mills.
I mean, look.
But he's a zombie now.
He hates his own kind.
He does. There are a lot of people like that in real life.
Yeah.
And what I love about iZombie, it kind of resembles what real life really is because there are people who really hate their kind. So it looks like General Mills is working with Dolly Durkins and she and her humans are going to attack the damn zombies. And they're setting up things where the zombies can attack humans. And we see at Sloane's funeral where it was like mayhem. So, and we will see later on down the line what happens too. But I thought that was... insane. I just need her to die and go away.
I feel like it's kind of expected, but it's like, how are they gonna, and I know we're kind of going through like little things that happen, but I'm like, how are they gonna just wrap this up? Because you got, think about the war, when you think about Blaine with Peyton and the kids now, and then Major needs to go into Fillmore Graves. It's like all this, like, how are they gonna make all this happen in an hour?
Like, jeez, it's crazy. Let's go into Blaine. Let's start with Blaine first, because there's other things that happened that were pretty big, and I feel like we can touch on this a little bit. So, Blaine is upset because he cannot find those kids. And that is his money. That is his income. And it looks like he finds out who stole the kids because there's security cameras and Ravi's face pops up. And Blaine does not have a good relationship with Ravi because they both obviously still love Peyton. They had like a little tiff for words earlier. And he is on a mission to get those kids back. And unfortunately, he finds the stash house where the walk-in closet is. And he has Peyton held hostage with a gun with the kids, and he shoots one of the coyotes. What were your thoughts on, did you think that was going to happen? Were you nervous that he was going to kill, like, Peyton or any of the kids?
I was. I didn't think he was going to kill the kids or any of the kids. I thought he was going to, like I said, like, knock Peyton out or something, or I thought maybe, or even, like, lock her up and then take the kids. But, I mean, I'm not surprised he took her hostage, he held her hostage, because Lord knows Blaine has, like, a... I feel like he still has a soft spot for Peyton.
He does, but I hate him though, because I like what she says to him. She's like, is money that important to you where you're gonna just shoot and kill me? But we know that he loves Peyton. It's like he says to her, like, oh, did you think I was the good guy? And one thing that I did like about Blaine, and maybe it's gone now, where you did see this soft spot from him where he does have feelings, and I think he's just trying to pretend that he doesn't. So he's trying to be this Mr. Bad Guy. But it's unfortunate because now one of the characters who plays one of the coyotes who's close to Liv is now dead because Blaine is trying to get that money.
Seriously. I feel like at the end of the day, even if he does still love Peyton, which is obvious, I feel like he's just going to choose money, all that over her anyway.
Blaine.
Because that's who he is. Let's see what the chat's
saying.
Yes,
what's the chat saying?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, guys.
Okay, Billie Jean Girl, let's see. I would have been happy for Liv and Major to kiss if I didn't know that Liv has the kiss of death with guys.
Oh, my God. It's so true.
I know. I don't look. We ain't going to speak that into existence.
No.
Let's see. Ivan said Blaine is fully back to the monster we bent in season one.
Yep.
I agree with
all
that.
All facts.
Seriously. What else is going on? I think a lot of people are commenting on the kiss between Major and Liv.
That was amazing. Yeah. Are you guys as excited as we are? Because
it just felt, it gave me chills. And the whole music playing.
Yeah. It's kind of full circle where it's kind of going back to season one, because season one, they started off as an engaged couple. Blaine was the really big a-hole. Though her dad is dead, but in season one, we didn't know him, but he is the cause for all of this. It's kind of like going like a full circle, kind of.
Yeah.
And I love seeing her and Major together. I know.
I do too.
He redeemed himself. I know we hated him for a little bit, but I believe he redeemed himself. So I'm hoping that they can become a couple.
Yeah. One other thing. Maddie Fernandez did say Blaine loves money more than Peyton, of course.
He loves money more than anything in this world. More than himself, probably.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Keep it coming in the chat. Before we go forward, I just want to say thank you guys so much. We appreciate you. If you guys are on YouTube, make sure you guys subscribe to everything AfterBuzz TV and give us a thumbs up. If you are listening to us on Spotify and iTunes, you can now rate us and give us 5 stars. We really do appreciate you, because without you guys, we wouldn't even be here. But we are not the only sci-fi show on this sci-fi channel. There's some other cool CW shows and other sci-fi shows. And we have other channels like reality TV, dramas, and red carpets and all that fun stuff. So make sure you guys subscribe and check it out. We want to thank you for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk. We appreciate it. And don't go anywhere, because we will be back next week for a series finale. So just wanted to say thanks, guys. Love ya. Mwah. Okay, let's get to like the potatoes, the meat and the potatoes. The cure and the formula. So.
The formula.
Yes, that's what it is, the formula. Charlie calls Ravi and explains to him, like, look, the cure isn't coming. It was, but it's not. Dr. Saxon has taken the cure because Dr. Saxon believes he can make money off of this. Instead of saving thousands of lives, he'd rather make money off the cure. So, you know, Liv comes up with the impossible idea, and she's like, look, let's. Missions Impossible, Ocean's 11, this. You, me and you, Ravi, let's think of a plan where we can break in to this place to get into the CDC to get this cure and this formula for the cure. And they kind of bring their friends up to speed, and they talk to Peyton, Clive, and Major about it. What did you think about all that?
It was fun. The accent was perfect.
Yes.
Ravi, like, mastered that accent. That was fun for me. I feel like the entire time I kept... Didn't I say... They need to hurry up.
Yeah.
I think with... Wow, it was so random. Ravi running into one of his, like, old things. I was like, this is so random. And then everything kind of getting dragged out. I was a little on the edge of my seat. I'm like, okay, are they going to get caught? They're moving slow. And they finally got into where the vault was. How they're like... talking, saying thank you, and hugging and high five. I'm just thinking, if they don't get there before somebody catches them.
Yes.
But, I mean, it was still fun.
It was really dope. What I loved about it, when they had to go to Zone 19, Clive joins the team. And I love that Bazio, his wife, is like, look, just go. They need you. You're the Clooney. You're the brains of the operation. And he also does a really good thing. He offers all these brains of ninjas and people who are on the show Ninja Warrior. Shout out to them because my production company does that show. Hey, people who were like acrobats, bank robbers, just thieves in general. So he offers up all these brains to kind of help them, which was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And they do get into Zone 19, but I love how they do it because Clive and Liv, it's like, Liv is on a brain and Clive has to pretend, but they're pretending to be Ocean's 11. Yeah. She has the wig.
Seriously.
He seduces Gladys, gets her key, and then now they're in the CDC. And something that threw me by surprise, and you guys in the chat let me know. Mm-hmm. So when they got to the part of the vault, I'm like, how the hell are they going to get into this vault?
Right.
And when homeboy Dr. Saxon pulls up and you see the holes in the vault where... Ravi drilled in, I had no idea that it would be them to be like, open the vault for us. That's the smartest thing. What do you think about that?
Honestly, I thought they were going to break in. I was actually shocked when So once I kind of saw like him like going in there, I'm like, okay, so obviously. I feel like if they would have stole it, I feel like it would have been open. So then I was like, oh, okay.
I was nervous. I was like, wait, why is it closed? Right. I was like, is this a trick? Seriously. Are they tricking us? Well, our crew gets the formula, and now Liv calls her boo, and she's like, babe. She doesn't say babe, but babe. I just need the Max Rager so we can create this cure, and then we have it all together. But it looks like that won't be happening because Major on the other side of Seattle is going through a lot right now. So... Enzo, lovely Enzo. John was here, not last week, but two weeks ago. And he could not say much about what was happening. And I love him for that. And he's like, I can't tell you guys anything. But he's like, what you think is going to happen is not going to happen.
Right.
He threw me by a surprise.
Yeah, same.
So as, you know, Major's doing his job, his truck explodes. And we know that Dolly Durkins and the humans are up to something as well.
Right.
Because they were the ones who were shooting at them. But when, you know, Major's trying to get it together, Enzo in a Fillmore Graves truck pulls up and he gives them an ultimatum and
they turn their backs on him, which is not a surprise. I mean, I feel like they were already kind of like they didn't really like the direction that Major was going in anyway.
Yeah,
they felt like that he was kind of trying to be the peacemaker. But I don't know. I'm just
a lot.
It is. And I mean, I don't know why I was on the edge of my seat for a little bit because I was like, okay, how is he going to get out of this?
Yeah.
I'm like, all them guns, all them people. And I'm glad he did, of course. But
I was nervous. I'm like, they're turning their backs on Major.
Seriously.
Major's by himself. Enzo already couldn't stand Major in the way he was going because he wanted it to be stricter.
Yeah.
And Enzo has the nerve to go on television, the news, to announce to the humans, like, look, he did like a terroristic thing
where he
had these humans tied up, and these were Dolly Durkin's team who were shooting at the zombies.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, look, humans, we want a peace of world too, but if you keep bothering us, this is what's going to happen. And on live television, they scratch one of the humans, and the humans attacked the guy and eats his brains on live television.
Right. I feel like that they're doing that obviously to like, you know, to send out fear, you know, for the humans, because I think that, granted, we got the Dolly Durkins who are trying to like, obviously, like, you know, gather a bunch of humans to kind of have it be a big war. But at the end of the day, it's like, do they really stand a chance?
Man, listen, I'm nervous because now Dolly Durkins is watching this and she's like, oh, hell no, it's about to be a war. So I feel like there's going to be this war with Dolly and the Dead Enders versus Enzo and the Super Romero zombies with other zombies, plus the good guys, Major, Liv, Clive, Ravi, Peyton, but they're still trying to figure out a cure. But then you have Blaine over here. So that's why I'm like, what the hell are we going to do in the series finale? What are people in the chat saying?
But Ivan's bringing up a really good point saying that, I do forget this. Like, Don E., I mean, he's a criminal, too. He's a bad guy, too. We always, like, single out Blaine, but it's like, they were a package deal.
Yeah, Ivan, but here's the thing, and everyone listening. Don E. is a bad guy, but he works for someone. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things where, like, Blaine puts the battery in his back, but Don E. has a little bit more of a bigger heart, if that makes any sense, where Don E, I don't think, would do that unless someone put him up to it. Like, he wouldn't kidnap Peyton and shoot the guy. It would have to be like Blaine saying, do this now. Like, mm-hmm. Donnie just wants to run his bar and he just wanted to get married and live his life. Because there's some criminals that do things and there's some people who just work for really bad people. That's like joining a gang and sometimes you want to get out and there's people in the gang that's like, no, you can't. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you want to change your life. I'm putting it all on Blaine. Like, Blaine's the brains, no pun intended, behind everything. The brains on the operation. He's killing everybody. He's killing their whole team. And Donnie's kind of just going with it until he snaps. And I believe he's going to snap.
Snap. Oh, yeah. We were talking about that before the show. I definitely believe that. Donnie didn't care about the kids. I mean,
he didn't. He said, we don't have room in the van.
Right.
He didn't at first. But you never know. His mind might change. Yeah. I think this could be more about the predictions, but I think once he sees a threat towards like someone he knows, like a Peyton, mm-hmm. or because like the dude he killed, they don't really know him.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? So I would love to see more of how that's going to be handled. I'll wait till my prediction and tell you why I think he's going to snap, because I think more is going to come out of this. Because if you watch the new intro, so the intro, right? I haven't watched the intro in a long time. We just fast forward the intro. Mm-hmm. So I watched the intro today, but in the intro, it shows him, the cartoon version of him and Blaine, and it says enemies, and they're chopping up brains, and then they look like they're about to stab each other, mm-hmm. and then they don't. And I notice every time there's a new intro, the intro usually relates to the show. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay. It's very, very interesting. But yeah, the main point, like the main things that happened in the show was really the crew getting into Zone 19, mm-hmm. getting into the CDC. Shout out to Quinto, who plays Charlie. I love seeing her on this show and getting help, and they got it. So I'm a little nervous. They got half of it, though.
No, right.
They got half. They need to now get into Fillmore Graves, which Enzo is now in charge of.
Yeah. Do you remember? I remember you were saying that... Clive and Bozzio's baby.
Might be a thing where baby might be the person to save the world. I don't know.
I just feel like that if they're dragging that out to the last episode.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She pops up on the series finale Eve. She's going to give birth because we see it in the new the preview.
Right.
So it's like, why are they waiting this long? Or maybe they just feel like we didn't know where to put the story and we just waited.
That's true.
Maybe we're overthinking it. I don't know. You guys let us know what you think in the chat. What's everybody saying in there?
Let's see a lot. Ivan says, Liv's talking about getting cured, worries me, but I still hope Liv decides not to take the cure, her a major. Let's see. Renji90998 says, I guess he believes the human will know their place is cattle, maybe.
Oh, yowzers.
And then Maddie Fernandez has my prediction.
Yes.
So I'll save that. Okay. But I'll definitely give you your credit. Big Face 100 says Donnie's not so bad.
Yeah, he's not bad.
He's bad, but not too bad.
He's bad, but not too bad. He's not Blaine bad. Yeah. Where Blaine would kill someone for money, where I don't think Donnie would do that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to save these. Maddie Fernandez and Billie Jean Girl 24, like, literally have my predictions.
Okay, so we're going to come back to that. But, no, this was a good episode. Is there anything that you want to touch on before we move forward? It's a really good episode.
Actually, I do want to mention something. I told Ivan I would mention this. So he was saying, he brought up a really good point, like with Ravi and his accent. I didn't think about that. But yeah, I mean, usually he's right. Brains don't give you accents.
They don't. But maybe the brain... Maybe the brain was, because notice the brains that they like Liv ate were all like American brains.
Right.
Maybe this guy was from Russia and that's why he had the accent. And I don't know if it's because he's European. I don't know if they did a twist on it, but I think the guy was like straight from Russia because he was listening to like the techno music and like he had like the Russian accent. I think it was somebody just straight from Russia.
Okay.
That's why I think he had that accent.
Maybe. But he, like I said, he mastered it. I mean, the accent was amazing. So.
That was perfect. Like, I feel like European people and like especially like English people can do the best accents. Mm-hmm. So leave it to someone from England or like British people to like do an American accent, British accent, and a Russian accent. So shout out to Raul because
that's dope.
Amazing.
One other thing I do want to mention too is that just like Ravi going like just full like somehow he like lost it for a second. So
I think it's because he's really passionate about getting this cure. Like, yeah. I think Saxon did something grimy because even when he had Texas, like, I know I didn't follow up, but we can make money. And like, Ravi has been passionate about this cure and about them kids and saving lives. And I think that just really pissed him off because we never really see him go full.
Yeah, we don't. So
rage out like that, Max Rage.
And he was even getting like a little loud with Liv too. And they were kind of going back and forth with in the beginning. And shout out to Ivan because he's the one that mentioned that, by the way. But so. It was.
Yeah, and he was on the Russian brain too.
Like, I feel like I kind of forget. Like, sometimes I feel like I forget. I mean, this episode reminded me again that he is like.
Is Ravi like half zombie, half human? Because he's not full zombie.
He's not.
Like, Liv. That sounds like are there levels to the zombie ish?
Right, because for him to even go like.
Because he can still eat brains.
Right, but for him to go like full zombie was just a little.
Right.
Yeah, I was like, how did it be?
I don't know. Maybe I know you guys know more than we do.
Seriously.
Especially more than me. But I'm like, is he half? Because I remember he turned zombie, but then he turned back human, but then he kept going back and forth. So I was always curious about that. I'm like, is he halfsies?
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. This was a really, really good show.
It was.
I really enjoyed it. I'm nervous for next week because it's the last episode. And what are we going to do? Like, who are we going to talk to, guys? I guess we just start, like, a post-chat, like, after the show goes up and just talk to you guys. But let's get into our special segment. What do you want to do first, news and gossip or the story?
I can do news and gossip.
Okay, let's do news.
I only have, like, a couple things.
Okay, perfect. Let's do news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Beow, 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 beow.
So this is actually fun. I love when some of my favorite celebs make a summer playlist.
Oh, yes.
I know Karrueche Tran, I love her, by the way. She made one, which was really good. I still play the songs. But Ali and AJ, they made a summer playlist called Sanctuary of Ladies, and it's their favorite songs by female artists.
Oh, I need to find this.
It's literally like a lot of their songs, but they have a few by... They have one with Carly Rae Jepsen, Impressa, Robin, Ali X. It's a fun playlist.
Is it on Spotify, iTunes?
Spotify, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it's on Spotify. The link's like in their bio, but you can even see the screenshot on Twitter of all the songs that they pick. So I have Tidal.
I have Tidal.
Yeah.
I do actually. Okay, I'm ashamed to say this. I have all three, but I'm only paying for two. So what happened was, I originally started off with Spotify.
Uh-huh.
I'm a big Jay-Z fan. So I had to automatically go to Tidal. When I went to Tidal, I never had iTunes. I just left Spotify.
Yeah, I never had iTunes.
And then I went to iTunes because it was easy for me to make playlists. So now I only pay for Tidal and iTunes. So Spotify just sits there. So I'm ashamed, but I rep all three. But yes. Nice. Thank you. That's awesome.
I think it's, I don't know, like I said, I listened to a few of the songs on my way to work, but yeah, it was a good playlist.
All right.
I feel like it's a great way to find like different artists because
I'm looking up the playlist right now as you speak.
So that was
fun. Shout out to Spotify.
One other thing. So Raul had tweeted that one of his favorite actresses is Sarah Paulson.
I love her.
I love her. And honestly, like when he mentioned, I was thinking she really doesn't get enough credit. So
she doesn't.
She's. I mean, for those of you that don't know, she is in American Horror Story. And I thought about it because you know I work for Fox. So American Horror Story was one of our shows before Disney bought us out. But anyways, she was in Bird Box, Ocean's 8, The Post. So I was like, dang, she really doesn't get the
credit. She's an OG.
She is, yeah.
But and she's a Sagittarius.
I'm glad you know who she is because my roommate was like, who? I was like...
Sarah Paulson's been acting for a long time.
She has been, And she's done a lot of small roles, a lot. But she's also gotten some big roles, too.
She's a great actress.
She is.
Oh, that's awesome.
Super, super talented. So that's really all I got. There wasn't too much.
That's all good. All right, let's get into our zombie story. For those...
This is fun.
I love our zombie stories. I love our drop.
So meaty.
Thank you, Steph. So for our zombie stories who don't know, if you're new to the show, welcome. If you are, I'm sorry because we only have one more episode left. We do this really cool thing where we find very interesting zombie stories. We have found zombie raccoons, snakes, dogs.
It was like a blackout, a zombie like...
Yes. So we laugh, but we literally Google and these are real life zombie stories. So Shantiara has found a really cool one for you guys and she's going to share it with you.
This one's really fun. It's a little premature, but it just came out like a couple days ago. There's going to be zombie Skittles.
Ooh.
That have rotten zombie flavors.
Ew.
So, yeah, this is a lot. So, You the thing is that you won't know which one has like the rotten taste. It makes me think, how do they know?
It's like jelly beans.
Yeah, so that's what it actually said, that they're kind of doing like a...
that's dope.
They kind of got the idea from like jelly beans. And so the flavors, these are like Halloween names, but they're Petrifying Citrus Punch, Mummified Melon, Boogeyman Blackberry,
yes.
Chilling Black Cherry, Blood Red Berry. So you'll be eating them, but you won't know which one has
that
the zombie.
Is so cool.
Like, yeah, so it'll be interesting because I'm like, how do you guys know what rotten zombies taste like?
I know. I guess it's a thing that in their mind, I feel like it's like a rotten egg type of thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Okay.
It's gross.
Halloween, I love Skittles. When I saw this, I'm like, okay, this is my story.
Halloween's my favorite holiday, so I'm really excited about that. Mm-hmm. We have to like... Though the show will be off the air, if you guys follow any of us, we're going to try these Skittles when they come out. You guys try and you guys let us know. And then we'll talk about it on our post chat.
Our post chat.
Our post chat.
Post iZombie chat.
Yes, that's awesome.
But this one was really fun. Like I said, I love Skittles. So
aww.
The sour ones.
Sour ones are my favorite.
Yes, yeah,
I love
favorite
it.
Too.
I love it. Thank you, Shantira. All right, kids, let's get into predictions. And I know that you guys have some predictions in the chat.
They
so.
Do.
You're After Buzz TV.
Predictions.
Shall we start with the people in the chat's predictions? Your predictions?
Yeah, I'll start in the chat. Okay. I gotta scroll a little bit. But like I said, Maddie Fernandez, where is it? Well, Maddie Fernandez, and it kind of goes hand in hand, but Maddie Fernandez said that Donnie's gonna find out that Blaine killed Darcy.
We were thinking about
that. Yeah, and so I honestly agree with that, and I also feel like... once he finds that out, that he's going to, you know, help Peyton and the kids.
Yeah.
I don't see that story being too, like, Liv getting involved and he's just getting this whole thing. I don't see all that happening. I just feel like it's just going to be Donnie. I think that's going to be simplified because there's so much other things going
on.
Too
much.
Right. So I'm like, they got to just probably make this really, really, really short. What else?
That's a good one.
That, yeah. Let's see.
Because I was thinking the same thing too.
Okay. Well, I gotta still go through it, but
okay.
I had another one too. I don't know why, but I think that someone's going to die.
I think so too. I'm upsetting me.
It is like I really don't want to speak this because I know that I'm not being a traitor because I'm
right.
totally pushing like I'm really rooting for Liv and Major, but just because of like the way it happened this past episode when they were in the grave and then the way she and it wasn't so much about the kiss, it was like how they were I haven't mentioned that how they were like talking.
Yeah.
It almost felt like it was goodbye for me, and then even with Major like saying not even telling Liv what's going on obviously because he's gonna like sneak back in and film more gays, but I don't know. Part of me feel like that we're gonna lose one of them.
I'm nervous, and when John says something's gonna happen that we don't think is gonna happen, I do think either.
Yeah.
I'll say my predictions.
Okay.
While you look for those ones, I think it may be either Liv or Major, though I want them together only because this episode was really eerie where everyone's like, oh, saying goodbye, mm-hmm. and I hope maybe that was just the way of them writing it. I don't want anyone to die, and I hope the people who die, it's like Dolly Durkins, Enzo, people who need to die. But I got a little nervous. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I do think Donnie is going to find out what happened and he's going to kill Blaine and help Peyton with the kids. I don't know if they don't die. I don't know if Liv's going to take the cure. Like, I feel like she's going to try to do something selfless or try to do something to save or sacrifice.
Yeah.
And I do think that baby coming is going to be a part of something. I just don't know what.
Yeah.
Again, I could be overthinking it. The writers could just be like, bro, we just didn't know what
but,
to
I mean,
do.
We're trying to really think about it because, I mean, like John said, like, it's not what we think it is.
Right.
So we're just trying to...
John!
Really trying to think. But they're coming in right now. Oh, my gosh, Raul is in the chat.
No way!
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You killed the accent tonight, though. Like, that was amazing.
Raul, first of all, thank you for coming to our chat.
Seriously.
We love you guys so much. You, like, what? Hi, Raul.
Insane.
Well,
this is insane. He said, thank you guys for covering our little show. Little show? No.
Stop.
Seriously.
Huge show.
Over the last 5 years, really appreciate it. Love it, love it, love it. Billie Jean Girl 24, I predict that Peyton and Don E are going to team up and take down Blaine together.
Yes.
That's good. I even said Blaine better be the one to die. Ringy 90998. So I think somehow Liv will be immune to the cure, but will still help people. That's a really good one.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
Raul, since we have you in the, I don't know if you're here, if you're listening. I know you can't tell us anything really for the series finale, but I guess we can say, will the audience be satisfied? I guess someone's going to not be satisfied. Like, someone's going to be happy and someone's not going to be happy with the series finale ending. I don't know. Raul, if you're listening, you can let us know if you can.
He said yes. Oh, my God. Wait, but smiley face.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
We're holding on to hope here.
Yes. I just don't want to, like, be sad.
I know.
I don't want to cry. I don't want to.
Oh, my goodness. Raul, I will say you killed that Russian accent.
Seriously.
We love you guys. You guys have done an amazing job for 5 years, from the characters to changing to this amazing show. So just let the crew know that we love you guys literally so much, and we love the show. And the fans in the chat, they love you guys so, so much. So we love you, Raul.
Maddie Fernandez, so grateful for this show, to be honest. It's just such a great show. Like, literally, the fact that they always keep us, like, on the edge of our seat. Even though, like, we weren't really sure what was going to happen, how things were going to go. It's like, I just can't believe it's one more episode.
This is the end. That is it. Oh, my God. Guys, shout out to Raul for being in the chat. Shout out to you guys, the loyal fans. We do have one more episode. It is next week. It is the series finale. Please, 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 let's all get together and, like, do this as a family.
Right.
Let's do this as a family.
Because we may need each other for moral support, because we don't know what's going to happen.
We don't know what's going to happen. Feel free to sign in all our DMs and just give us encouragement. We love you. Shantaira, before we go, let everyone know where they can find you out on social media.
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Shantaira.
Yes, you guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. Make sure you like and subscribe to everything After Buzz TV. Raul, we love you. We thank you.
Thank you so much.
Next week, the series finale. If you are, please come back into the chat. We would love to talk with you. Thank you guys to the loyal fans. We will see you guys next week for the series finale of iZombie. Yes. Bye!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.